Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Fatty Time. Here is your host, Fatman.
Spiggity.
A random pun involving ghosts. Ghost!
That's right, bitches.
We've also got that guy over there in the corner, DC. And here's Mog.
Hello.
We're not telling you who was doing that voice.
Take a guess, though.
We refuse.
Not until you donate $20.
Then we will tell you all the secrets to everything.
Stop whoring yourself for money. I'm already going to do that.
I just pull out $20 right now. Duh.
No, it's 20 more.
Oh, God, he took his pants off.
Kelson! I mean, Fat Man! Da!
Da.
Two things.
All right, let's get the week's events out. Let's have the guest go first.
I have nothing of interest to say. My week's pretty boring.
Okay, either one of you want to go?
I suppose I could. All right. Other than work and the general stuff that happens with me every week, my grandmother went in for surgery on Wednesday to have her knee replaced. She's confined to a hospital bed right now. She just got moved to a different hospital today, and I was visiting with her. So, yeah, it's been a fun week, other than friend drama and stuff that I won't get into on a podcast just for the sake of sparing people's feelings. I also got a decent mic.
Finally.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can use this to, like, record lines and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it for me. Oh, I got my friend Blake here, too, but he's just kind of in the background.
Yo.
Hi, Random
he
Blake.
He says, yo.
Okay, your turn, Ghost, unless Mog still has more.
No, I'm
hey,
done.
Ghost.
I have been watching a lot of TV lately. The only interesting thing that happened to me this week is that I went and put an application in at this place down the road called The Barge. And I talked to the manager. He's really cool and everything. So, like, I might be getting a job soon. So that'll be great. And
that would be great.
Yes. Are we going to do a personal project segment or?
If you want to.
Okay, good, because I have things. And other than that, I don't know because I completely spaced out on what happened this week.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I watched TV and put in one application this week. That's my
All
week.
Right. Me, pretty much got a 360, been getting that all settled and set in. All that schniggity. I've cleaned the disaster that is my room.
This is actually the cleanest I've seen your
room. Fuck you!
Sorry, it is. And the most organized.
That's always organized like that. It's always that. But, I've just been more trying to get things going, settled down, yada, yada, yada. Actually, a small announcement for Fatty Time-wise. Next week, there might not be a show, but I might think about doing the show early. So, if it's not there, that's kind of what happened. Sorry. I'm going on a trip next weekend, so all for the heads up. But, everything else I got to say is more for the other things. So, FATLPs, The World Ends With You. We'll try to get episode 3 done sometime today. And we're going to have a blast from the past guest.
Yes, we are.
Oh, smack.
Yes. I'm also thinking about doing a retro play of some old work. More me and your work, if you know what I remember.
Another Zelda LP?
No.
Huh?
Remember that ROM hack? A retro play of that.
Oh, God. Did you fix it at least?
No, what we do... Oh,
how is it... What ROM hack is this? Is this the one you made?
It's the Dark World one.
Did you fix it at least? This,
no,
on.
No, it's...
It can't be...
From ours. And we commentate over it, saying how bad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what a retro play is. I do plan to fix the ROM, and it's the last thing I gotta do
and
for
then
it.
And I'll redo it.
Yeah, but we're gonna do a retro play about it. Or at least FATLPs. If you want to join in, go ahead.
Sure.
I still have all the video files from it, even the fuck-ups.
Sure. I'll start sending you my schedule.
And
I work steady.
Yeah.
And I've actually held my job the longest I've known any of my friends to hold a job.
How long have you held
Since
it?
Since August.
Yay!
I've held my job for 4.5
I've
years.
I've already made $1,500.
You're close to that computer.
No, I don't have $1,500. I've made $1,500 in my job. I have maybe $50.
Oh. Funny thing is, I don't have a job, and I still have more than him.
Yeah.
That's because you're smart with money, obviously.
No, I just keep saving it.
I need to get a savings account.
I don't even put it in an account.
That's probably why.
But, let's see, FATLPs, the Mega Man review, I'm still working on the script.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that personally. I just watched the movie again today.
I haven't seen the movie. I refuse to watch it.
Like you.
I have to watch the movie at least once.
You also refuse to watch the Hero of Time movie.
Well, I mean,
I'm
just...
I
know,
blame
I know.
Sorry,
shut up.
I seared that from my mind. What?
Shut up.
Well, I mean, I've got to say for an individual project, the Mega Man movie really isn't that bad, honestly.
It's continuity-wise my problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of cheesy stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, which... Look forward to that one. I'm still writing the script. Dear.
Yeah.
Let's see. The abridged-wise, we just got to get the old man, and pretty much we're good. Script's completely done now. Me and Ghost did it last night. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Shiga.
I will bitch-slap like Shiva.
I had to. You set yourself up for that one.
Shut up. But,
if he didn't do it, I was going to.
But since I got the 360, once I get my video capture card, I can do some 360 LPs.
Sweet. We need to do LP of Dead Space.
Or at least another co-op game. Maybe this.
Dude, I'm all for Dead Rising. I love that game.
It'd be you and me on that one.
I'd be happy doing ODST.
Yeah, cool. That one would be... The 360 one would be live commentary. Just compared. But if it's like a long, boring part, I'll speed up the commentary, but it will be live, technically.
There.
I have a suggestion. I have a game I could send you that is good.
Okay.
Jericho.
No!
I've heard a lot of mixed stuff on that.
I love Jericho every
it's
fucking
good,
second of it.
But it... I've already beaten it.
I haven't.
So have I.
I've already got 1,000 gamer score on it.
You shut up about the goddamn gamer score!
I'm sorry, I'm proud of my... Thank you.
Fuck you!
Let him be proud of his gamer score.
After all, I don't achieve horror on games that are really easy... I do things like Mass Effect, Resident Evil, Lost Planet.
And DC's about to get slapped.
I've been slapped times.
Yeah.
One more.
I'm gonna come over there and smack the shit out of him.
Jericho was easy.
I'll see you down here.
Even on hard mode.
It was easy on hard mode, but it was still fun.
I could see why it'd be fun.
But,
I just grinded melee kills too much.
Actually, FATLPs, I don't know if I said it last podcast, but this podcast, we got our first request one.
We did?
I think you did say that, actually.
Yeah, it was Portal.
Oh, that's right.
Also,
DC Gaming got his first request too.
Congrats.
Yes.
Really? I was. It's on my list anyway, but I was requested to do the Zelda ROM hack, Bruce Campbell versus Ganon.
What?
By the maker.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh God.
By the maker.
I gotta say that one.
And I'm also working on maybe getting him in on the commentary, so that'd be interesting.
All right, you primitive screwheads. This is my boomstick.
Moving.
I hope there is an opportunity to use that joke. I really
would not
do.
Be surprised.
If we're gonna let's play Army of Darkness.
Actually, I do have a book that.
Yes, we're gonna let's play a movie.
Actually,
yes,
no.
Play.
I have Evil Dead Regeneration.
Oh god.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
It's an awesome game.
Back to the abridging thing. There's also a few smaller projects I'm planning, and I haven't really told anyone else this yet.
What, that you got suckered into Vampire
Fuck
Night Abridged by Wesley?
You told him that last week.
You got suckered into doing video editing and all of everything for them?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a tolerable anime, so.
They've got you by the balls, that's all I gotta say.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard all of the story. What was it?
Fuck you. Just fuck you. I'm sorry.
I wish to,
That's a great story. I can see the beginning, middle, and end. Just the fu and the and the kuh!
What is the
that's
story behind
joke.
The Vampire
that's
Night
a
song? I
joke.
Didn't hear that.
Okay. Let's just sum it up. We were sitting there watching anime. Well, okay, I was showing off the opening to my abridged to him.
Okay.
She wanted to do an abridged and started listing him off, and I was going, he was like, done, done, been done, over, done. And then there's a vampire, and I was like, I don't think I've seen one. And it kind of started from there, because she was explaining it, because I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the first episode by now.
Yeah.
But apparently she wants me to watch the whole thing before we start writing the script for the first one. She's already read through the script for our first episode, but this way she couldn't stop laughing.
I thought it was good, but not that good.
I haven't seen this, so.
You just smacked me again?
Nor have I.
But, but that's pretty much it. Solo projects, I'm actually, working in collaboration with another person doing a Flash movie. So, that's kind of on the down low. Just, I give you the sum. But, I'm back on working on my album again.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah. But, otherwise than that, I'm pretty much done for personal projects. What about you guys?
Well, I've got Moemon. The next episode will be done by Saturday, tomorrow. I know this episode won't be up by then, but...
It'll be constructed in sent.
Yeah, bullshit. I can't upload to YouTube for some ungodly reason, so I'm going to change the password to my YouTube account and send the file to Fatman, and then he can upload it for me. Since my computer won't fucking do it.
Because it's a douchebag.
I don't know what. I'll do it, and then it says unknown... An error, could not upload video, and I'm like, okay, try again. But it's done this to me ever since I tried to, ever since right after I uploaded Moemon 2. So, yeah. But, everything for that will be done by tomorrow.
Okay.
And, I don't know when it'll hit YouTube, but I know it will hit, it'll be up Sunday. At the very latest.
Alright.
For the FATLP's channel on Blip. Other than that, I've actually started taking requests for commission stories. So, like, I don't know how much it'll the price will depend on what the, like, how long you want it to be and, you know, the complexity of it and whatever, but I need money.
I have a feeling I'm actually about
that's That's kind of, I'm not going to lie, I'm broke as shit and hungry. And I'm tired of eating ramen every meal, so, like, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, commission things, and as soon as I can, I don't know, I'll probably set up some kind of thing for payment, but I don't exactly know how I'm going to do that just yet, so, right.
Huh. Just do it through PayPal.
Well, that's the thing. I need a bank account to do it through PayPal. And since I've been almost $200 underground in my bank account for the last, 4 months, I don't have a bank account anymore.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
You can sign up for the card and it'll consider it a full active account.
I could do that. I don't know, I'll look into that. But.
But. What about you, Mike?
Other than that.
Go sell has more!
I always have more. No, actually, I think that's it. Go ahead, Mog.
I'm still doing the Mog vlog thing. I'm actually about to the point where I'm ready to get off my ass and actually do some video editing.
About damn time.
Yeah, I'm like a month into this, and it's still like just straight up from my webcam onto YouTube.
A month? You have like 87,000 videos. How is this only a month?
A lot of them are from like 2 years ago when I was trying to do like Moogle rants and crap like never very funny.
Oh.
But I mean, now I've actually...
So just since you've been doing the Mog vlog?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, now I'm actually, like, studying comedic timing and, you know, writing down notes and stuff I want to talk about. And as soon as I get video editing done, I'll be, like, actually decent to watch. So.
Oh, that's crap. You're decent to watch right now.
Would you still
thanks, man.
Well, you need to come.
You're only saying that because I've mentioned him.
You lagged like crazy.
Oh, I was saying you're only saying that because I've mentioned you a few times.
No, I'm saying it because I love you.
Oh, okay. Well, I love you too.
No, I'm seriously, you have made me laugh quite a few times, so. I'm being honest, you are funny and tolerable to watch, and I like watching the Mongol.
Well, I can tell you do seem rather amusing.
Excellent. I'm very glad to hear it. It's always good to hear that your work is appreciated.
I've not watched your Mog vlog, though, but from what I can tell of just talking with you, you seem amusing.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so I believe we got all the update crap out of the way.
Hey!
Okay, what projects do you have, DC?
I'm working on concept art for the anime I want to draw.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I'm still trying to finish off the Zelda LP. That's being rather annoying. Mm-hmm. And pretty much just trying to get money together for video editing program so I can start making my videos look better.
Just
money.
Why would you need to pay money for that?
Because I'm not a pirate.
Pirate. Oh, God. We have Tom in here. Tom, disguised as DC. No offense, Tom. We love you.
Who's Tom?
Tom's a friend of ours from shows past and probably shows in the future,
right,
too.
Oh, right. Tom. There.
Tom, yeah. Yeah.
Where's he been lately anyways?
He was on last night, but I don't know, like he's not on right now, so he's not here.
Yeah.
You know, actually I got something I kinda wanna bring up. It's from everyone that saw the call for help video and last podcast on the FATLPs. account.
Mm-hmm.
That computer voice, which I kind of dubbed Fatty Tech 9.0, I'm actually going to come up... I'm either thinking about having people suggest names, watch it with the hat on the keyboard, come up with names for my computer voice, or so forth. And nothing kind of like retarded, because I know Fatty Tech 9.0 is kind of stupid, but... I had a headache at the time. Bite me.
I didn't think it was a bad idea.
Yeah, but I might just call it Fatty Tech 9. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I saw that, like, a Thorn went off on the, oh, Fatty Tech 9 will never catch on. Rah, I'm Thorn.
Thorn's kind of an ass.
We've mentioned that.
We've mentioned that quite a few times.
Yeah, we've mentioned it quite a few times, but he says, I know I'm an asshole, and if I cared, I would quit.
Obviously, he doesn't care. But, it doesn't seem like too stupid an idea.
I mean, I'm working on updating the graphics, because that was just something quick, so I could get the video up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently it started to get mirrored, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think Yoshi actually reposted it. If he's the PS2 god, I think
no,
that's him.
No, the PS2 god is.
Oh, that's Tom.
That's Tom.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah, I know the
Yoshi. Yoshi is SMS Yoshi.
No, Yoshi's.
Ah, Yoshi okay.
Closed the other account. Remember?
Oh, he did. That's right.
Yeah.
So, what does he have an account with Megami?
No, not with Megami.
I think he's like Mugiwara Yoshi right now or something like that.
Okay. But, yeah, if you guys have better suggestions, post a comment either or send me a message on YouTube, which is Fatman Dragon or Dragon Fatman. It's one of those two.
Dragon Fatman.
Or leave a comment on the podcast page. Which, by the way, I'm in the progress of making a forum page for Fatty Time, FATLPs, and a few other things, like the abridged.
It's sad that I remember these names when I haven't been on the computer in a couple weeks.
Oh, shut up. At least you're better than Ghost. Ghost switches occasionally.
Ghost what, huh? What about me? I can't remember. I couldn't remember where my ass was if it didn't follow me around. Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, I'm in the work of making a forum page, or at least an update page, where we can keep up to date on projects.
Yeah.
For some reason, cool. DC is really involved in looking at my screen.
I see things that interest me.
Are we going to start streaming these soon, too?
Once I figure out the whole podcast problem.
Fatman, if you want him to stop looking over your shoulder, close the porn and get back to the conversation.
That's what I told him, but he just won't listen.
Man, I mean, just in the middle of all this, you got some balls, man.
Yeah, and they're out on the
It makes me a little uncomfortable, to be honest.
And DC is all over them.
Now that we've made our dick joke for the day.
For the day?
Well, for this 5 minutes.
I still think you're overestimating it a bit, but okay.
Okay, for this 5 minutes.
Constantine, I am in the conversation, so.
Okay, actually something I wanted to bring up, which I think Fatty Time will do occasionally. Stupid stories on the news.
Okay.
Which, I have one for at least this week, but I would like everyone at least to find one stupid thing that happened in the news for this.
I have.
I'm sure I can find one.
I'm sure I could find one if I had 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. This woman ran herself over with her car over a cup of coffee.
What?
I get the faces like, what the fuck, over here. Okay, let me explain the story. This woman is in her car. She has it in reversed. She remembers she left her cup of coffee on top of her car. So she decides to put her right foot on the brake. For her left foot, she opens the door, puts it on the ground. She's trying to reach over her car for it, her cup of coffee. Her foot comes off her brake, the door knocks her down, and her car runs over her. She's okay. But, okay, first off, if you're going to get out of the car, put the fucking car in park!
Yeah.
That's kind of basic intelligence, but then again, humans are incapable of basic intelligence.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're capable, they just have a high aversion to it.
Yeah. It kind of blew my mind on this.
Common sense, so rare it's a goddamn superpower.
Thank you, Deadpool.
High five.
Yes. I also
high five the screen for that.
High five the back of the screen next time. Oh. Yeah, because you flashed for a moment when you hit it.
Oh, sorry. I flashed his computer.
Oh, great.
But I also...
See? 5 minutes. It's only been 5 minutes.
Really? I thought it was 30 seconds.
It seems that way.
Okay, but I also have another one. I found this one online just for some jokes.
Hey, you've told your stupid story in the news. Let me tell mine.
Okay.
Give him your stupid story in the news so he doesn't have to...
Well, no, I actually do have one. It's from a while ago. It's not a recent story, but it's just still pretty stupid.
Okay.
So this guy, he goes into a sandwich shop with his family and everything. And...
Ghost drops.
Should I keep talking?
Go ahead. Try to get his ass back.
So, he says he's really hungry, and this shop is famous for really big sandwiches. So he orders the largest thing on the menu, and tells them to put double the patties on it. So he's got the sandwich that's bigger than his head, and he tries to take a bite out of it. And he gets lockjaw. His jaw... is stuck in the open position, and he apparently runs out into the parking lot and starts hitting himself in the jaw to try and shut it. His kids are just laughing at him. And he has to go to the doctor and get it fixed and everything, but apparently they named a sandwich after him because of it.
The lockjaw.
Exactly. It's actually in a shop close by. It's in Iowa City.
Really?
Yeah, it's a witch's something.
Huh. Road trip!
No, we take a road trip. We're going to fucking White Castle.
Okay, we'll hit there for on the way, and then hit White Castle.
Actually, no, we'll hit that, and then we'll go to White Castle on the way back, and we'll just toss the burgers into our mouths, because somebody's stuck open.
Hey, a wild ghost appeared.
I have appeared. I don't know what happened.
This ball's
Tunk. Oh, my face!
It's okay. You just went ghost for a little bit.
I throw a safari ball at ghost.
I passed right through the conversation.
Vegeta!
No. So this isn't...
Name on it. Well, come on! It was a good impression.
It was.
It was a good impression. This is... The news story is actually really good, but The headline caught my attention and made me laugh. A few weeks back, my buddy Josh and I were hanging out, and I loaded up my home screen, which is AOL news or the AOL homepage,
ooh,
right?
Right.
And one of the news story headlines is a leading cause of choking or of kids choking is food. Like. Yeah.
Okay. That's just common sense, isn't it?
The leading cause of people choking is things caught in their throat.
Well, yeah.
Most would know that one for most.
The number one cause. You shut up.
It hasn't even been 5 minutes.
It's been 4 minutes on the dot.
The number two cause is Mr. T having the choke a bitch.
A pity fool.
Mr. T does pity the fool.
He does. That he does. Anyway,
Dude's gonna live to be 250.
Yeah.
The fucker's a Highlander.
What is he? He's
forever.
Already. He's. Yeah. He destroys his enemy and steals their power.
No, he just goes, I pity the fool. And he
no, he just pities the fool and steals their power.
So wait, is he a black Mega Man then?
Yes.
No.
Damn it, you had to set it up while my phone was dead, you fucker.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Who is this person?
Who is what person?
Selorm Kaklaku. Just, what? I don't know. They just randomly IM'd me on Skype.
Are they asking if you want a penis enlargement?
No. They said, hello, how are you doing? Are you there?
Yes, yes, but I am busy. Goodbye.
You're still there?
You should talk to him and see what goes on.
I'm going to give you guys, like, status updates on all
play
this stuff.
Play by play. Fuck yeah. It's
like... That's great. While he's doing that, I have my stupid stories in the news. Right,
go ahead.
I don't know if we're still on that subject, but I drop. Okay. So I was looking at my Twitters, and someone posed the Spoony one. I don't follow him, but someone retweeted it. Apparently, there has been 9 suicides at an iPhone manufacturing plant in Taiwan. Several of these have been over the employees losing their iPhone prototypes.
Uh-huh.
And they killed themselves. I don't know if someone was serious, but someone said in the comments, they had to be really distraught to shoot themselves 25 times with several different caliber weapons.
Ooh.
Probably not a suicide then.
Yeah, that's the point. I don't believe that. At least I don't believe 4 of them were suicides, if any of them were at all. But you know.
Well, you never know. Maybe one of them got shot perimortem as he jumped off.
I guess. Do
you mean postmortem?
Fuck you.
No, during his death. Perimortem.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
As he was dying, he got shot, and it killed him.
But wouldn't that be the cause, technically?
Shut off!
I'm sorry, my logic meter is going...
Let me turn off that logic meter, you damn thing.
I'm sorry, it doesn't have an off.
Get the duct tape.
Well, it does have an off, but... Technically, that's legal till December.
Shut up.
Okay.
That's what I think.
We're not going there.
Yes, 21. The age of drinking.
Actually, that's the age where you stop caring about drinking.
No, the age is where you don't get caught for drinking.
No, you can still get caught. You just can't get caught. For drinking, you can get caught for doing stuff while you're drinking.
Oh yeah, I've done stupid shit.
Yeah, it's like, called public intoxication.
It's called jumping out a window.
Supermaning in fact.
Oh boy.
I still got a point.
Also, I have one from a while ago. If you guys want to hear it.
Sure. Then you got to read the one I posted.
You can read the one you posted. How
I'll read
that?
The one you posted.
Alright.
Yeah. Or Mog can read the one you posted. Mog, did you have a stupid story in the internet?
Oh, no.
Do you have a stupid news internet thing?
No, I don't.
No? Then you can read the one that Fat Man posted here.
Okay.
There was a guy... The police in Arizona... attempted to arrest a guy for speeding for doing 75 in a 45 mile an hour zone. They caught him on camera, you know, on the traffic cams doing 75 in a 45 mile an hour zone. And the thing is, they couldn't hold him because they had no proof it was him. They had a clear shot of the man's face, but the problem is his face was covered by a animal mask, a giraffe.
So
he had one for a giraffe, one for like a boar or something, and one for a lion. And they had several pictures of him, and he said, you know, that could be anyone with a mask driving my car. You can't, you know, arrest me for it. And as far as I know, he never got in any trouble over it, but
he does have a valid point.
Yeah, he does. Everyone knows it was him. He says I neither confirm nor deny that I was the one driving the car. But that means I did it, and I know you can't prove it.
Yeah, that's a translation.
Translation. Haha, I beat the system, bitch.
Ha, I did it, and you didn't. Ha ha ha.
Say card games on motorcycles.
Card games on motorcycles.
Card games on
Thank you, Jack
motorcycles.
Atlas.
What is this?
Thank you, Jack Atlas.
What is it you say? I came. What? To this city. Oh.
Oh. Well, there's a meme right there.
Nope, it's been 6 minutes. Holy shit, that was overdue. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just to make up for... Okay.
Selorm Kakalaku is... from Sweden and a director and 27 years old, apparently.
Wonderful.
Should send money for our cause.
To buy me a decent meal.
No, to buy a giant motel for all of us.
No, to buy a laptop for me. What? I can be greedy.
But I would...
Yes, you can.
I guess they want that for all of us so we could each stay in a room.
But you see, with a laptop, then I'll be able to stay in contact with everyone.
A motel, everybody can move there, and you'll be in contact.
I bought a motel.
I have to build a large
apartment building. Or a big house.
Because it would be already constructed, and everyone would have their bathrooms, and I wouldn't have to worry about people having to deal with noxious gas from going into the bathroom after me.
Okay, here's the question. What about kitchens? For preparing food. I don't want to eat fast food all the time.
That's why we get a motel that has kitchens built into the apartments.
That's an apartment building.
Shut up. Or you could always make sink food. You're looking at me wondering what the fuck is that shit?
Yes, I am. Because I've been homeless and I don't even know what the hell that is.
Wow.
Hang on, guys. I need a phone call.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait. I got one.
He lost it.
Never gonna give you up.
No Rick Rolling!
I'm too late!
Alright. That person is now blocked.
Did they eventually ask for a penis enhancement? Or ask you?
I blocked you. You shouldn't be able to IM me.
Who?
No, they tried calling me into a video chat.
Yeah, I hate when people do that.
I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm back now. Hi.
Well, we.
Yeah.
Now let us stop our bickering, ladies.
That's great.
Yeah. The person asked, "Who am I?" I said, "I'm Mog, a Moogle." They said, "Oh, I'm a director from Sweden." And I said, "Well, I'm," and he said, "I'm 27 years old." I said, "I'm in between 25 and 15. I shan't tell you more." And I'm a vlogger. Okay. Can I ask how you got this? Got what? Ask. How you got my contact info, I mean. Oh, I was searching. I told you I'm new here. A friend created this for me. Then he tried calling me. They said, oh, can we be friends? I said, no, I don't think so. Sorry. And then I blocked them.
I hate that. Hi, I'm new. Can we be friends? Like,
Obviously not.
Friends? No, we had this conversation with this little kid who wouldn't quit calling us.
Really?
I swear to God, he must have been from Africa or something because he couldn't really speak English that well.
It's the redneck region of Russia.
I don't know, man, but it was... I'm pretty sure you were there, Fat Man, but me and Thorn and Yoshi were there, and this kid kept calling us.
I was there. I was the one that... He started with me, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's like, so can we be friends? I'm like, it's like, friendship is a thing you kind of, you know, you gotta talk to the person and get to know them for a while before you can be friends. It's not like, hey, can we be friends? Yeah, sure. Because, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll be bestest friends forever and ever.
You know what I have to say to that?
What?
Lag.
He has nothing to say about that. Nothing!
Oh, I said something to it.
What?
Hold on, let me turn up the volume on it.
No.
Yes. Louder! Louder!
Ah, I see.
Oh, he made a joke about Tom and Jerry. It's funny.
Tom and Jerry was a joke.
It is. So am I reading this news story that's up here?
No, one of you is. I don't
know.
Yes,
you are.
I'll read it. I can't see it.
It's right there.
I can't see it.
You have to look at the screen. Open your eyes.
I have no glasses.
Well, I'll do it then. I'll use my newscaster voice.
Use MogoVision.
Oh, God.
MogoVision activated. Oh, God, where are you all naked?
Well, now that we've had a small glimpse into the mind of Mog.
Dude, the X-ray specs, they're bad. Don't wear them. Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. I came from the future too late.
You can look at me all you want.
Oh, dear.
I need to use a microscope, though.
No, you might have to stand back a ways, though.
Okay, so it was 5 minutes.
It was 5 minutes.
All right. Let me do this news story. The headline is, Banana Bank Robber Gets Up to 20 Years. Ahem. A Philadelphia man used fruit to imply he had a gun when he held up KNBT in Bethlehem. A Philadelphia man who stuffed a rotten banana in his pants to make it look as if he'd had a gun while robbing a Bethlehem bank pleaded guilty Tuesday and faces up to 20 years behind bars. Lloyd Virgil Barclay, 52, admitted claiming he had a gun and threatening a clerk at KNBT Bank on 920 West Broad Street while stealing $800 on September 2nd, 2009. However, Barclay didn't make it hard for police to catch him. Lehigh County Senior Deputy District Attorney, how many titles does this bitch have? Tanya Tharp said Barclay left behind his wallet, which contained two ID cards and a social security card.
Yeah, I dropped that,
Barclay told Judge Kelly L. Branch on Tuesday. Did
you want to be caught?
No, said Barclay with a laugh. I just dropped it. Banach is scheduled to sentence Barclay on the robbery charge next month. Barclay was on state parole when he was arrested, so he faces additional time for violating his parole. According to Tharp, Barclay slipped a note to a bank teller around 9:15 a.m. demanding money from her drawer. The note said that the teller would be hurt immediately if she didn't comply. After receiving $800, he said he wanted more and told another employee he had a gun. Barclay then fled, leaving his wallet at the bank.
Okay, he smashed honestly... You rob a bank and you only pull $800? What?
Yeah,
it's not
worth the smartest criminal.
Yeah.
You could hold up an ATM for more.
Yeah, you could, actually. Either that or go rob one of those loan places.
Yeah. Anyways. Please match the photo on his ID cards to the image of Barclay on a bank surveillance video, and he was arrested 2 months later. Barclay told investigators he had a blackened banana in his pocket during the robbery to imply he had a gun. Police also say they found the note in Barclay's belongings that were given to the clerk demanding money. Barclay has been in Lehigh County Prison under $500,000 bail.
What a dumbass.
Seriously,
you rob a bank for $800 and you get your bail is half a mil. I mean, come on.
First off, why take your identification cards and social security letter?
Yeah, you leave that shit at home.
You leave that shit in the car.
No, you leave it at home.
You don't even freaking take your car. You just run.
No, you just do Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
You do have a better chance of making it on foot than in a car, actually.
Well, yeah, if you jump off the car and run for it while it's going.
Or you get a team together and break in and take money from the vault so it'll be worth it.
Like Metal Gear.
That's even harder.
Yeah,
though.
I know, because you have to deal with at least three
what
other
you want,
bucks.
What you want is a team that can, like, throw pitfalls out for you, like, behind you while you're running like a fuck.
So what you want is the portal gun.
Are we talking, like, cartoon logic now?
No.
We sort of evolved from real to cartoon logic.
At least we haven't gone with cock jokes yet.
Well, you see, you have to take a group of people along and tie their penises together and trip people that are following you.
Yes.
Dick joke.
The guard dogs would so go for the sausage.
Actually, probably.
Yeah, that's great. You look at my balls, and for this, I must kill you.
Oh, dear God.
Like, whoa, Scoop, check out the sausage on those guys!
If anyone knows where the line I just said came from, give yourself a pat on the back and go cry.
Fucker.
The Johnny Bravo episode of Scooby-Doo?
No.
I was planning on going to cry anyway.
It's from that ramp flash. That flash with the gypsy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Everyone
it's sad
does,
that we all know exactly what we're talking about.
I'm clueless. Yes.
Oh, well DC's the only one that's never been on the internet.
Yeah.
I didn't even find that on Newgrounds, but apparently DC doesn't know what the internet is.
No, I know what the internet is.
Yeah. Even though
what's the internet for, guys?
Porn.
Yeah. Grab your dick and double click for porn.
That's the line I was looking for.
Man, we are overdoing ourselves here, guys. It's not even been a full 5 minutes.
Nope, we've covered our dick jokes for the next hour.
Unfortunately, we have won the battle.
Woo! I prefer Final Fantasy myself.
Yeah,
though.
The
bitches got phone FTW.
You got phone. Yes. I forget the rest of it.
That isn't even a star. That doesn't even appear. You're like thinking something else completely. And Tom's on.
There he is.
You know what one I would prefer?
What?
Yeah.
Megami's on too. We should see if she wants to come in.
No, we've bothered her enough.
Yeah.
Let's bring V in for 5 minutes just to call him and tell him he sucks and then kick him.
Who's V?
V Fanatic, loudest annoying motherfucker.
Oh.
We still love you, V. Just to mess with you.
Yeah, we love you, V. Right. Come a little closer and let us hug you with our poison needles.
And shotguns and crowbars and...
And ice picks.
Yes, and ice picks.
It's just like Mom used to
do. I actually got an ice pick.
Oh, and one more thing. With the dog's sausage.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, knock on the door. Excuse me.
Seriously,
no,
haven't we done enough of those?
No.
Ugh.
That one's home.
Tentacle grape, the new flavor from Japan.
Great.
<Huh. laughs> Hey, my dad's here, guys. Say hi.
Hi!
Hello. Hi, Dad.
Dad, say hi to the internet. Say hi to the internet.
Hi to the internet.
Pedo Bear approves.
Huh? Fat Man and Mog.
DC.
And I'm not on mute. No, he's not there, though. You guys are in the same room.
A lovely bunch of coconuts.
Doodly-doo. I'll sing it for you.
Oh, come on!
Bum, bum, bum.
Big one, small one, some to whack your head.
Yeah.
It's not even been 5 minutes. It hasn't even been two.
I calls them as I see them.
Well, you must see them a lot.
But not as much as DC here.
Yeah.
But definitely DC can't outmatch how much Ghost sees them.
He's going to listen to this again and be like, you assholes.
I'm going to get a random call. It's like, you fucker!
So did anyone watch the rather stupid clip I did?
Which one?
This is Sparta.
Of what?
Yeah.
Levi. Did you no. see it?
Well, your phone
I kind of did one myself, but I actually used my own voice for it.
Well, I just used the movie clip.
Well, actually, I think I did.
Because I thought it was funny.
This is Hyrule!
It was more like a...
This was a triumph.
Alright, so let's see.
This is card games on motorcycles.
I'm making a note here.
Huge success.
Are we going to be singing that?
No, we're not.
Oh, come on.
Well, why not?
No, we're not.
Aww. Don't make me slap you with my dice sack.
Not even a minute, man. Come on.
With his cubes.
With my ninja info cards.
My ninja info cards. Okay,
what
we're
the
no,
heck
no
are
more
those?
Of that. No more of that, guys.
You are well, no
James
fun today.
Again.
Well, now that Levi's gone, I can.
No.
Now that I'm alone in my house, I can take my pants off.
Oh boy.
I so want to make a reference right now.
Get the microscopes.
Why is there so much Twilight shit recommended to me?
Because Twilight sucks.
I said I'm taking my pants off, not being.
Because Twilight sucks and it thinks you like crap?
Apparently. Either that or my sister used my YouTube account.
Vampire stuff is so overrated.
It is.
Zombies are where it's at.
No, zombies have been overrated for years, ever since Resident Evil came out.
No, Dead Rising is awesome.
Dude, Dead Rising is awesome.
Dead Rising 2 will be even better. Come on.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm hoping.
Come on, chainsaw paddle.
You can get a chainsaw in Left 4 Dead 2.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not a paddle.
But it's not two chainsaws duct taped to a canoe paddle.
That sounds entirely unwieldy and difficult.
But awesome.
Dude, a Jedi could do it.
A Jedi could do it. Also, chainsaws on a dirt bike.
That I could see.
Chainsaws on motorcycles.
Chainsaws
on motorcycles!
Yeah!
Why can't some of the developers come up with some of this time, the first game?
Machine gun teddy bear. It's a turret.
Anything on motorcycles!
I'm just waiting
testicles
for the...
Testicles on motorcycles!
We didn't even hit a minute on that one. I'm just waiting for the teddy grenade.
Actually, I think that is one.
Oh, God.
Huh.
I suspect it would be one, because, after all, they got, like, Molotovs that you can make.
No. They're gonna go MacGyver in this game, where you could make a rocket launcher.
Probably, because you can make duct tape, and they give you recipe cards.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, you can experiment with the random items. No!
Is Frank West gonna be in?
That's actually a good question. I don't think anyone's, they've been doing a lot of dodging of that question, actually.
You know what? I've never got past that second part of the game.
Of Dead Rising?
Yeah. Because I'm already stuck at that tank.
The tank?
Yeah.
That's the final boss.
Yeah, it is the final boss.
Yeah, I just can't get past the... Well, okay, I can get past the tank, but I can't get past the fucker on the tank.
That's your really easy.
Yeah, dude, I was legitimately pissed off when I couldn't go in there wielding, like, any of my weapons
I know,
brought
with me.
I
know, that pissed me off!
I was like, alright, I got the Mega Buster, I'm in full, like, X armor, let's do this. I can take this final boss, and it was just like, nope, I'm gonna kick your ass, because you haven't learned the combos at all.
I did learn the combos, though. Ha ha ha.
I was like, son of a bitch!
Actually, no, you know what I did? I knocked him into the zombies. Yeah, and then I kept knocking him into the zombies.
You know, I just gotta say, there's absolutely no reason that Frank West couldn't have rescued that chick.
Which chick?
Damn it, you're ruining the story. I haven't gotten to that part.
Which chick?
You're at the final boss.
Yeah, but she's still alive at that point.
Oh.
First, I've never played Dead Rising. Pretty as well.
I've never played Dead Rising, and I don't care.
Yeah, well, you should. You
know
why?
There is going to be an Xbox exclusive prequel to 2. It's called Case Zero.
Okay. Probably covers the original incident.
It's supposed to come out late this summer, I think, actually.
Okay.
Then Dead Rising's coming out in the fall.
Dead Rising! I'm sorry. I played too much of that Capcom versus Takani crap.
You've played that?
Yes!
I'll kill you.
Dude, you are so
Capcom
lucky.
Capcom versus Tatsunoki.
And guess who's in it?
Frank West?
Yes.
Chris Redfield?
I believe so, actually. But I played that. The two favorite ones I use is either Dead Rising, where he takes a baseball bat, whaps you right into a mess of zombies, or the real Mega Buster, which is like that. Pretty much goes the real Mega Buster and just fires a beam like Mega Man would.
Isn't Mega Man in that too? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Zero.
I'm not sure about Zero, but I know
Zero better be in there.
I think they've got a. They've got the Trigger Mega Man, the Zero from X, and,
So they got the good Zero.
Yeah. Well, it's the same Zero. It doesn't matter.
Kiss my ass.
Well, no, the Mega Man Zero looks... is different in a lot of ways and uses his gun.
Well, yeah, but it's still the same person. Robot thing.
It doesn't look as cool.
Reploid?
Yeah, Reploid. I think Zero counts as just a robot. He's just a very advanced one. Because all the Reploids and stuff were based off of him and X. Or X, at least.
Yeah. I played through all of the Mega Man Zero games, actually.
I played through one of them.
And I've played the Mega Man ZX and ZX Advent.
I beat ZX and ZX Advent, and I played through all four of the original MMZ games.
Yeah. I'm just kind of finding it difficult to believe that this is all connected to the same timeline, honestly.
The timeline is a little convoluted.
It's like the timeline. You can't understand shit.
Actually, there's a timeline somewhere for it.
Yeah, Nintendo has it.
There is somewhere.
No, they released it. They released the timeline for Zelda.
They have did they?
Up to what game though?
Last I checked, they'd already done up to Phantom Train. Well, the train.
Oh, Spirit Tracks. Tracks, yeah. Okay. Huh. So recently.
You'll have to link me to that, because that's a very confusing thing.
Yeah, same here for me. I'm not as big Zelda fan.
I think it's on Zelda Universe or in the Zelda Wiki.
Okay.
To the internet! No, I'm just kidding.
To the internet!
Batman!
I can't internet while I'm on Skype.
Well, no. The joke I just did was from Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
What the fuck was that?
Sinister.
I don't know.
He hungers.
All
right, enough sound effects, Batman.
Gone.
All right, so what's the next section of this?
Whatever the fuck we can come up with. I was thinking about tips for drinking.
I wouldn't be able to help with that.
I could.
Mixed drinks?
Don't we have to do soapbox with ghost?
No, that was just a one-time thing for that, because I don't have any other causes at the moment.
Oh, okay.
What about breast cancer? There's a cause.
Shoot everyone with breast cancer? I don't know. My solutions involve explosions and shooting people, so don't ask me for help.
All of them?
I won't, trust me.
Armageddon, shoot people and blow them up.
It's like, Armageddon, just shoot whoever I feel like and loot.
You know, I could see that would only be a good solution during a zombie apocalypse.
That's actually what most of my solutions are for.
A zombie apocalypse is stay out of the damn flood zones. That's rule number one. Stay out of the flood zones because you can't run away from the goddamn smokers.
There's not going to be smokers in a zombie apocalypse.
No.
Bullshit.
Get a whole lot of boomer bile, too.
Oh, yeah, that too. Find the biggest, ugliest, nasty motherfucker and harvest him for weaponry.
Yeah.
So a tank?
A tank, yeah.
Yeah, train a tank.
I could train a tank.
Dude, just catch it in a Pokeball.
Yeah.
Ultra Ball, go! And it...
He would stuff that shit so far down your throat, it's not even funny.
Oh, wait. Favorite joke that I saw, I believe it was on Control-Alt-Delete, but, pretty much, it's got this panel where... I made it to the helicopter! I'm gonna be saved! And the director's looking like, And then he flips this button that says, butt rate, no lube.
Yeah.
Four tanks in here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was good.
Four tanks.
You know, if by some miracle you do catch a tank in a Pokeball, I could see an air tank shoving that down your throat and tank in the Pokeball getting released.
That would hurt.
Hurt? You'd be dead.
There's your butt rape with no lube.
No, you want butt rape, no lube. Play professional RA5 without infinite ammo.
Ow.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Professional lost in nightmares. That sucks. It's like, oh, hi. We're a random zombie that was just introduced for this DLC. You won't ever see us again, but while you do see us, dead.
Haha, poop dead.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys!
Kill four of them in professional without any weapons.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Are we going to try and do another Vash Off this week?
No.
Unless you guys want to.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've hit the end for this week's episode.
It is kind of petering down.
Yeah.
So this is Fat Men from Fatty Time.
It sort of went flaccid.
And there's our last dick joke for the night.
This is Fat Man from Fatty Time. Keep your cocks zipped up.